This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of September 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have come to the Father in order to reform your characters. You now have to make your characters divine. Question. Why are you children forbidden to sit here with your eyes closed? Answer. Because the Father, the one who takes you beyond with a glance, is personally in front of you. If your eyes are closed, how can you go beyond with a glance? You do not sit with your eyes closed at school. If you close your eyes, laziness will come. You children are studying in this school. This is your source of income. You are earning an income of hundreds of thousands of millions. Laziness and sorrow cannot come while you are earning an income. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you, sweetest spiritual children. You children know that the spiritual Father comes from the supreme abode and teaches us. What is he teaching us? He teaches souls to have yoga with the Father. This is also called the pilgrimage of remembrance. You have also been told that by remembering the Father, you sweet spiritual children will become pure and will reach your pure land of peace. This explanation is very easy. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember your beloved unlimited Father, and your sins of birth after birth will continue to be cut away. This is called the fire of yoga. This is the ancient Raj Yoga of Bharat that the Father teaches every 5,000 years when he comes. The unlimited Father comes in Bharat and enters this ordinary body and explains to you children. It is by having this remembrance that the sins of your many births will be cut away, because the Father is the purifier and the almighty authority. The batteries of you souls have now become Tamopratan. They were Satopratan, and so how can they be made Satopratan again, so that you can return home to your abode of peace and then go to the Satopratan world? You children have to remember this very well. The Father gives you children this dose. You can stay on this pilgrimage of remembrance as you walk and move around, and when you are sitting down. Stay at home with your family, and stay as pure as a lotus to whatever extent possible. You have to remember the Father, and together with that, you also have to imbibe divine virtues, because the people of the world have devilish characters. You children have come here in order to make your characters divine. The characters of Lakshmi and Narayan were very sweet. It is they who are praised on the path of devotion. However, no one knows when the path of devotion begins. You have now come to know this. You also know when the kingdom of Ravan begins. Since you know that you are the children of the ocean of knowledge, the spiritual Father, you children have to keep all of this knowledge in your intellects. The spiritual Father now comes to teach you. You also know that that Father is not ordinary. He is the spiritual Father, and he has come to teach you. He constantly resides in the world of Brahm, whereas everyone's physical father resides here. You children have to have the firm faith that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is also the unlimited Father, is the one teaching us souls. On the path of devotion, although people have physical fathers, they call out to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. His one accurate name is Shiva. The Father himself explains, "Sweetest children, I only have the one name, Shiva." Although they have built many temples in his name and given him many names, all of that is the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. My one accurate name is Shiva. You children are called souls. There is nothing wrong in calling you Saligrams too. There are many Saligrams. There is only one Shiva. He is the unlimited Father, and all the rest are the children. Previously you were limited children, living with your limited fathers. You did not have this knowledge, but you performed many types of devotion. You performed devotion for half a cycle. The path of devotion began in the Copper Age, and the kingdom of Ravan also began then. This is a very easy aspect, and yet people find it difficult to understand this easy thing. No one knows when the kingdom of Ravan began. You sweet children know that the Father alone is the ocean of knowledge. He comes and gives you children what he has. The scriptures belong to the path of devotion. You have now come to know that there is this knowledge, devotion, and then disinterest. These are the three main things. Sannyasis also know about knowledge, devotion, and disinterest. But the disinterest of sannyasis is limited. They cannot teach unlimited disinterest. There are two types of disinterest. One is limited and the other is unlimited. One is the disinterest of the Hatha Yogi sannyasis, and the other is unlimited disinterest. Yours is Raj Yoga, whereas they are called sannyasis who renounce their homes and businesses and go and live in forests. Those Hatha Yogis renounce their homes and businesses in order to remain pure. That too is good. The Father says Bharat used to be very pure. There is no other land as pure as this one was. The praise of Bharat is very elevated. The people of Bharat do not know this themselves. Because of forgetting the Father, you forgot everything. That is, you became atheists and orphans. There was so much peace and happiness in the Golden Age. Now there is so much peacelessness and sorrow. The Supreme Region is anyway the land of peace where we souls reside. Souls come down here from their home to play their unlimited parts. This is now the auspicious confluence age, when the unlimited Father comes in order to take you to the new world. The Father comes and makes you the most elevated of all. God is called the highest on high, but no one knows who he is or who should be called God. They keep an image of a large lingam, and they believe that that is the incorporeal Supreme Soul. They do not understand that he is the Father of us souls. They simply worship him. They always say Shiv Baba. They never say Rudra Baba or Babalnath Baba. You also write, "Are you remembering Shiv Baba? Are you remembering your inheritance?" This slogan should be put up in every home. Remember Shiv Baba and your sins will be burnt away, because only the one Father is the purifier. Not a single person in this impure world can be pure, and no one in the pure world can be impure. Impure ones are mentioned everywhere in the scriptures. They say that Ravan existed in the Silver Age and that Sita was abducted. Together with Sri Krishna, they also show Khans and Jarasandha, the names of devils, etc. They have made false allegations against Sri Krishna. Now none of that can exist in the Golden Age. They have falsely accused him. They have slandered God as well as the deities. They continue to defame everyone. Therefore, the Father now says, this pilgrimage of remembrance is for purifying souls. You have to become pure and go to the pure world. The Father also explains the cycle of 84 births. This is now your final birth, and you have to return home. Your bodies will not return home, only the souls will return. Therefore, sweetest spiritual children, as you sit here, consider yourselves to be souls, not bodies. In other satsangs, you sit in a state of body consciousness. Here, the Father says, sit in a state of soul consciousness. Just as I, the ocean of knowledge, have these sanskars, so you children also have to become the same. He also explains the contrast between the unlimited Father and limited fathers. The unlimited Father sits here and explains all of this knowledge to you. Previously, you did not know this. He now tells you everything, how the cycle of the world turns, and also the beginning, middle, and end, and the duration of the cycle. On the path of devotion, you were put into immense darkness by being told that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. You have continued to come down. People say the more devotion we do, the more we pull the Father down here. The Father will come and make us pure. You pull the Father because you become very unhappy when you are impure. You say we call out to the Father to come. The Father too sees that 5,000 years have passed, and it is when people have become totally unhappy and tamopratan that he comes. This study is not for this old world. You souls imbibe this knowledge and will carry it with you. Just as I am the ocean of knowledge, so you are rivers of knowledge. This knowledge is not for this world. This is a dirty world and bodies are dirty. You have to renounce them. Bodies cannot become pure here. I am the Father of souls. I have come to purify souls. Human beings are not able to understand any of these things. They have totally stone intellects and they are impure. That is why they call out, O purifier. It is souls that have become impure. It is the souls that do everything. It was the souls that performed devotion. It is the souls that adopt bodies. The Father says, I have now come to take you souls back. I, the unlimited Father, have come on your invitation. You have been calling out to me a great deal. Even now, people still continue to call out, O purifier, O God the Father, come and liberate us from the sorrows of the old world and the devil, so that we can all return home. No one knows where our home is, or how or when we can return home. People beat their heads so much in order to go into liberation. They adopt so many gurus. They have continued to beat their heads for birth after birth. Those gurus do not even know about the happiness of liberation in life. They only want liberation. They even ask, how can there be peace in the world? Sannyasis only know about liberation. They do not know about liberation in life. However, it is the Father who gives the inheritance of both liberation and liberation in life. When you are in the land of liberation in life, everyone else will be in liberation. You children are now taking this knowledge in order to become those. You are the ones who have experienced the most happiness, and you are also the ones who have experienced the most sorrow. You who belong to the original deity religion have become those whose actions and religion have become corrupt. You belong to the pure household path. Lakshmi and Narayan belong to the pure household path. To renounce one's home and business is the religion of sannyasis. At first, the sannyasis were very good. You too were very good at first. You have now become Tamobritan. The Father says, this is in the play of the drama. The Father explains, this study is for the new world. According to the drama, every 5,000 years, I have to enter this impure body in the impure world. Neither is the cycle hundreds of thousands of years long, nor am I omnipresent. By saying this, you have simply been defaming me. However, I still come and uplift you a great deal. No one has been defamed as much as Shiv Baba. The Father makes you into the masters of the world, and yet you continue to say that he is omnipresent. When defamation reaches its limit, it is then that I come and uplift you. This is the auspicious, benevolent confluence age when I come to make you pure. I show you such an easy way to become pure. You have been stumbling a great deal on the path of devotion. You used to go and bathe in the ponds because you believed that you would become pure by doing that. There is a vast difference between that water and the purifier Father. All of that is the path of devotion, whereas this is the path of knowledge. Human beings are in immense darkness. They are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. You know, and it has also been remembered, that an intellect that has no love for God at the time of destruction is destroyed. You now have loving intellects, number-wise, according to your efforts. They have not yet become full of love, because Maya makes you forget him again and again. This is a war with the five vices. The five vices are called Ravan. Ravan is portrayed with a donkey's head. Baba has also explained that you never sit with your eyes closed in school. On the path of devotion, people are taught to remember God. They are told to sit with their eyes closed. Here the Father says this is a school. You have heard that God takes souls beyond with a glance. People say that this one is a magician. Oh, but that has also been remembered, God the magician. The deities were also taken beyond with a glance. The one who changes humans into deities with a glance is, of course, the magician. The Father sits here and recharges your batteries. So if you children sit with your eyes closed, what would be said? You do not sit with your eyes closed at school, otherwise you would feel lazy. This study is your source of income, an income of hundreds of thousands of millions. You would not yawn while earning an income. Here you souls have to be reformed. The image of the aim and objective is in front of you. If you want to see what their kingdom was like, visit the Diwala temple. That temple is non-living, whereas this temple is the living temple of Diwala. The deities are portrayed there, and so is heaven. The one who grants salvation to everyone comes in Abu. This is why Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place. The Father comes here and grants salvation to all the founders of religions and the gurus. This is the greatest pilgrimage place, but it is incognito. No one knows this. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Imbibe the sanskars that the father has. Become an ocean of knowledge like the father. Practice remaining soul conscious. 2. In order for you souls to make your batteries Satyaprathan, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance as you walk and move around. Imbibe divine characters. Become very, very sweet. Blessing. May you use your blessing of having a divine intellect in every task and be filled with success by becoming Trikaldashi, the knower of the three aspects of time. Bapdada has given every child the blessing of having a divine intellect. It is only by having a divine intellect that you can know the Father and the three aspects of time clearly, and also imbibe all the powers. A soul with a divine intellect will first of all know the three aspects of time of every thought before saying it or putting it into practice. The past and the future are as clear as the present for that soul, because those with such divine intellects are known as knowers of the three aspects of time. They are constantly filled with success. Slogan: only those who imbibe complete purity can experience supreme bliss. Om Shanti.